VFPS, Original Forces Programs.
This is VFPS,
the Forces Station.
Hatch and gear, meet passenger.
September's golden brown, summer always fades too soon, like the laughter of a clown. Shadows fill the room where sorrows come to drown. Your heart's a lead balloon as you sink another one down. I know it numbs the way you feel, blurs what is right and what is real. There's no love left you can steal. For the joker laughs along as he jesters outsmarted. The gambler tries to win back what he's lost. And the sad man sings a song for the drunk and broken hearted. And the fool he never knows how much it costs. Sweet Sunday afternoon, and all that can be heard is an old familiar tune, though you've forgotten half the words. Sunlight floods the room like a silent flock of birds, and hope's a red balloon disappearing through the clouds. I know it numbs the way you feel, blurs what is right and what is real. There's no one here to make a deal with. Well, the joker laughs along, jesters outsmarted, and the gambler tries to win back what he's lost. Oh, and the sad man he sings a song for the drunk and broken hearted, and the fool he never knows.
Original music specials.
Hatch and gear, meet passenger.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station, and we're all across the Forces world. This is Hatch and Gear.
That was the title track of the new album by Passenger, and this is a music special with the man behind the guitar, Mike Rosenberg.
The new album is called Songs for the Drunk and Broken Hearted, and the annoyingly talented and good-looking man should be on the line. Are you there, Mike?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
We're good, thanks. Where in the world are you?
I'm just outside of Brighton in the countryside, yeah.
Lovely.
And how's your lockdown?
My lockdown has been, pretty grim, like most I mean, as I said, I'm in the sticks, so I'm very lucky to be able to, you know, have got out for walks and all of that kind of stuff.
See, when you're not writing songs that get streamed billions of times on Spotify, what do you do? Have you got any hobbies? Like, do you collect thimbles? Anything odd like that?
No, my thimble days are behind me. I'm a fairly boring individual, really. I'm a big football fan. I'm a big Arsenal fan, so I watch a lot of football. Yeah, it's limited options at the moment, isn't it?
Totally.
You know, there's no going down the pub, which used to take up quite a lot of my time. So I'm having to get creative.
Have you been embracing the whole loungewear, grow a beard, just be generally more slovenly thing?
I think I embraced that pre-pandemic. I don't think I needed COVID to bring that on. But yeah, that I'd say there has been an increase in my tracksuit bottoms. And the beard, I mean, this has been around for an awfully long time. So yeah, I can't blame the pandemic for that either.
It's a great beard. I was just saying, it's I would even use the word tremendous.
There's nothing better than a bit of beard love from another guy as well. You know, there's something quite sort of fundamental about it. And I don't think anyone's ever called it tremendous.
Good.
I'll gladly take that. Thank you very much.
I've got to break up this bromance.
Put it in your back pocket, that comment.
Yeah, I will. Thanks very much.
So what's it been like not performing? Because people don't quite get how hard it is for musicians, I don't think.
Yeah, it's weird. Live gigs have always been so intrinsic to what I do. You know, I started as a busker, so I was literally playing every single day, whether it be on a street corner or in a pub or whatever. So for, you know, 4 or 5 years, and then Let Her Go happened, and then it's just been sort of touring and recording fairly relentlessly ever since. So yeah, it's definitely taken some getting used to. It was definitely difficult to start with. But you know what? I think if there's a silver lining, I think it's really made me understand how lucky I am again. You know, I think, you know, when you're playing gigs most nights, it's very difficult to sort of really understand how lucky you are and how wonderful it all is. You know, it's sort of like if you have your favorite dinner every night, you get bored of it. So I think if anything, it's given me like a new perspective on just how much I love, you know, traveling around the world and playing my music to people. It's such a blessing. And I can't wait to finally get out and do it again, whenever that time may be.
You must be part of a big team, I imagine. I mean, obviously you're the glory, you know, on stage. But there is a band.
Tremendous glory. Keep going.
There is a band behind you. How are the band? Because it must be, I would imagine, slightly tougher perhaps for them.
Mate, I think it's been really tough for those kind of musicians, and also for crew. You know, for all the people that sort of spend their lives on the road, be it, you know, sound guys or lighting guys or tour managers or, you know, bus drivers or whatever it is, you know, the whole infrastructure around live music. I think they've been the ones bearing the brunt of this, because that's their bread and butter. You know, like, at least with me, I can go and write and I can record and I can keep a lot of the plate spinning. But for those guys, they're in real trouble. So I've obviously been looking after the ones immediately close to me, but in a broader sense, I think that industry is really suffering.
Mm. Mike, let's play the track that broke the internet and then we can talk about it. This is Let Her Go.
Well, you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home. Only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. The bottom of your glass, hoping one day you'll make a dream last. But dreams come slow and they go so fast. You see it when you close your eyes. Maybe one day you'll understand why everything you touch surely dies. But you only need the light when it's burning low. Only miss the sun when it starts to snow. Only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low. Only hate the road when you're missing home.
only know you love her when you let her go. Staring at the ceiling in the dark, same old empty feeling in your heart. 'Cause love comes slow and it goes so fast. Well, you see her when you fall asleep, but never to touch and never to keep. 'Cause you loved her too much and you dive too deep. Where you only need the light when it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home, only know you love her when you let her go. And you let her go. Sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go. Only know you've been high when you're feeling low, only hate the road when you're missing home, only know you love her when you let her go. 'Cause you only need the light when it's burning low, only miss the sun when it starts to snow, only know you love her when you let her go.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Hatch and Gear. Meet Passenger.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station. We're all across the Forces world, and this is Hatch and Gear chatting to Passenger.
That song had 3 billion YouTube hits. Amazing. Which is just crazy. But, Mike, what is it about that song that just knocked it out of the park, do you think?
To be honest, I'm quite disappointed. We were aiming for 4 billion by this stage. Yeah. No, it's bonkers. It's really bonkers. I wrote that song, you know, a long time ago when I was busking around Australia. I wrote it in 45 minutes backstage at a pub just before I went and played to about 16 people. And not for the life of me, for a second, did I think that it would go on to be sort of mega hit that it became. I can't really answer that question. I don't know why it's got so enormous. I think it's really encouraging though, because, you know, you watch that video and it's basically my mate who came down to a gig and filmed it. You know, it's not the most earth-shattering video in the world. What I love about it is that hopefully it proves to other artists that you don't necessarily need to be with a major label with millions of dollars behind you to have a song get successful. I think if you've got a good song and a good idea and like you work hard for it, I think it is really possible to sort of overcome the odds and beat Goliath.
Can I just quickly ask, who was it you were trying to let go of?
My beard, actually. I was just standing there with my razor and I came up with a snack. Oh, it was a relationship, you know, it was many years ago now. And actually, I completely messed it up and sort of took it for granted while I had it. And then when it wasn't around anymore, I really missed it. And I think that's probably the story of, I think it's a very male thing to do, to be honest. I think a lot of people have been through it, but an awful lot of my male friends have done a similar thing. So it was just spawned from that, really.
I like the way you say it took you 45 minutes to write. It's quite often, actually, when you dig into this. I've just listened to a little podcast about Bowie talking about A Space Oddity. And he was like on a bus and went home and wrote it in an afternoon and then talked about it for the next 40 years. I mean, it's fascinating, isn't it? You're obviously very big in the UK, but going back to that 3 billion streams, what other parts of the globe? Are you huge in places we've never even heard of?
I don't know. It seems to sort of change year on year. You know, like there's. I think my main markets are, yeah, certainly the UK and then Australia.
Europe, yeah.
Yeah, sort of Germany, Holland, Scandinavia, that sort of area. But there are really cool little stories, like... I'm quite big in Uruguay. Really. I played a really big show there with Ed Sheeran and I played a few in South America with him. But Uruguay, I think, is fairly new to the sort of live scene. And something just clicked over there. I went out and played for, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. And there was just this kind of magical response. And
lovely.
Yeah, for some wonderful and beautiful reason, I'm quite a big deal in Uruguay. So
that's so cool.
There you go.
Just tell us about your connection with, you mentioned him there, Ed Sheeran. How far back does that friendship go?
I met Ed my first summer of busking, so I must have been about 23, and I reckon he was about 16. And we played on the same bill at a tiny little pub in Cambridge. And I remember walking in, and he was like a couple of songs into his set, and I was just, my jaw just hit the floor, you know, just watching this 16-year-old kid with so much talent. And he was so confident, and yeah, everything that we all know about Ed. And yeah, I think he watched my gig and enjoyed what I did as well. And we've been friends ever since, and he's been incredibly generous to me over the years, you know, taking me out on tour as his support act and, you know, championing my music. And yeah, luckily he's created an alternative version of my new single, which is called Tall from the Stone. And he's Sheeranized it.
That's the gingerbread mix, isn't it? What's he done different to it then?
We basically just kind of sent him, you call it the stems, so it's all of the sort of musical files, and then him and his producer just sort of built a kind of different musical world around it. And I think I love what he's done, man. I think he's really sort of kept the heart and soul of the song intact, and he's just made it a bit punchier, a bit poppier. And yeah, I think when you've got a friend like Ed Sheeran who's sort of up for giving you a hand on a track, then I wouldn't say no. Yeah.
It seems like a very good opportunity to play it. This is the Sword from the Stone, the gingerbread mix with Passenger.
How you doing, darling? How you getting on? Any horses running worth betting on? How's the weather down there? I hope you're keeping warm. How you feeling, sweetheart? Are you moving on? Are you sleeping okay? Or do the nights go on and on? I hope you're eating well. I hope you're staying strong. Cause I'm fine. So slow, I'm up and down like a yo-yo. I can't do it on my own. And I've tried and I can't pull the sword from the stone. How are your mom and dad? How's your brother too? Folks are holding up, my sister's pulling through. Both the cats say hi, I know they miss you too. Because I'm fine, then I'm not. I'm spinning around and I can't stop. I can't do this alone. The time flies and it's so slow. I'm up and down.
Station.
Hatch and Gear. Meet Passenger.
I absolutely love that. That song is going to be absolutely huge, I'm sure. It's called The Sword from the Stone, and that's the gingerbread mix.
Anything that Ed Sheeran touches turns to gold, doesn't it? I just want to ask you, Mike, what is Ed like?
He's lovely. I mean, he's exactly what everyone sees from him. He's bafflingly sort of down to earth and grounded, considering he's sort of the most famous person in the world. I think as solo singer-songwriters as well, it's really important to build a little community of other people who do the same thing as you. So Ed's definitely a really sort of strong part of my songwriting community, yeah.
When you're writing a song, how early on do you get a sense of whether it's any good? I mean, do you sometimes, you know, when it's on a page, you're like, this is terrible, this is never going to work. Yeah. Or do you know, you think, I think there's something in this. And when does it begin to form? Is that when the melody comes in, or at what stage in that?
It's a really good question. Yeah, I think when I was younger, I used to write so many songs and it was a bit hit and miss. You know, so I wasn't entirely sure of what I was trying to do. And it was sort of quantity over quality back then. And I think as I've got older, you know, this is my 13th record now. So the more you do something, the more refined it becomes. And I think nowadays, I'm either excited by a song or I'm not, and I sort of ditch it early on. If I'm not particularly sort of driven to carry on, then it's probably not a good sign. I think with a song like Sword from the Stone, when I was writing that, I had goosebumps, and I knew that I'd stumbled across something pretty special, I think. Mm. And I feel like with songs, it's almost like falling in love. It's like, you know, there's lots of nice ones, but it's only every now and again. It's a real rarity when you feel something extremely strong towards one, yeah.
That's nice.
So the new album's called Songs for the Drunk and Brokenhearted. Does it help if you're one or the other when you're writing?
I wouldn't recommend getting drunk and then, like, probably not going to end well. I think, to be honest, I think everyone can relate to at least one part of that equation after the year we've all had.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of those songs sort of came after a breakup, and then there was lockdown as well. So it's sort of like a double whammy. And I think a lot of this album is stuff that people can relate to. You know, everyone goes through breakups, everyone goes through rough times. And I think as a songwriter, sometimes it's my job to write what everybody is feeling, you know?
I just wondered what music you listen to when you're either drunk or brokenhearted.
There's two schools of thought with this, isn't there? Because some people, I think, when they're feeling down, put on like cheery, uplifting pop music. I'm not one of them. Like I kind of feel like that's sort of rubbing salt in the wound a little bit. It's like someone who comes along and tells you to cheer up. It might never happen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tend to put on some fairly bleak singer-songwriter stuff. It feels like, surprise, surprise. It feels like you're in a room with a mate who kind of understands you. You know what I mean? Mm. So I go the more sort of melancholic route, I think.
So what sort of artists?
I'm a bit of a grandpa with my music taste. I love like Neil Young and Paul Simon and James Taylor and Joni Mitchell and those.
Oh, that's really folky. That's really nice, isn't it?
For sure. Yeah, that's sort of what I was brought up on. And it's, in my opinion, it's just the best songwriting that there ever has been. It's certainly in this genre of music, you know, there were so many greats around that time. And I think there was just a kind of magical 10 or 15 year period where people were just writing the most spectacular songs. So,
And what's more important, do you think, the lyrics or the melody?
I think, to be honest, the power of the combination of the two, when you get the two right, yeah. When you put poignant lyrics to a heartbreaking melody or whatever, that's an incredibly powerful combination. And I think that's what people respond to on a very fundamental level.
I'm just wondering how the heartbreak's going. Are you all right?
Thanks, Verity. Yeah, no, I am. It's been a while now, and you know, time is a great healer, and I'm all good. The dating game hasn't been up to much.
No, I know.
It's been a very barren wasteland. I'm fine. I'm fine. I just pour it all into my music. Yeah.
It's really, she's too polite to ask. I'm not. Have you got a girlfriend?
I haven't got a girlfriend. No, I haven't. It's single life for me at the moment, which is it's fine. And actually, you know, with the album coming out and everything going on, it's so intense, so kind of all consuming that it's quite difficult to balance. You know, when Passenger becomes very busy, whether it be touring or releasing new music or whatever, it is quite difficult to balance a relationship alongside that. So right now I'm feeling completely fine because I'm so busy with music, but I'm sure I'll get drunk and brokenhearted.
I was going to say, does a relationship with Mike Rosenberg come with a caveat that you might get an album written about you one day?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. if we break up, get ready for the breakup.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
And just lastly, it's obviously the start of a new year. We have no idea what to expect, but do you hope to get out on the road at some point this year?
Yeah, I mean, we had a bunch of tour dates booked in for 2020, which obviously had to shift. So now the plan is to do some summer festivals in June, July, and then roll into a big sort of world headline tour, which seemed completely insane, me saying that at the moment. But who knows? Fingers crossed. With this vaccine rolling out, you never know, it could happen. If I may say so as well, if anybody did want to check out the new album or buy tickets or anything like that, then head to passengermusic.com, which is your one-stop shop for all things Passenger.
Amazing. Mike Rosenberg from Passenger, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you.
It's been a real pleasure, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's it. The new album is called Songs for the Drunk and Brokenhearted. And to end our chat, let's stick on another track from the album.
Thanks again, Mike. This is Tip of My Tongue.
Well, I heard an old man say, youth's lost on the young. If I'd have known what I know today, I would have lived my life like a smoking gun. But I saved it up for a rainy day, and I'm still waiting for that day to come. You only know that you had it when it's gone. But it's something I can't say, though it's there on the tip of my tongue. It's something I can't change, for you can't stop a setting sun. And I wanna scream it at the top of my lungs. It's something I can't say, though it's on the tip of my tongue. Well, I heard a young man say, the truth's lost on the old. All I have is how I feel today, no matter what I'm taught and what I'm told. So I save it up for a rainy day, even though that day may never come. And I won't know that I had it till it's gone, oh. But it's something I can't say, though it's there on the tip of my tongue. It's something I can't change, no. For you can't stop a rising sun. And I wanna scream it at the top of my lungs. Something I can't say, though it's on the tip of my tongue.
BFBS Original Music Specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS, the Forces Station.